may be seated. If you would turn to Mark chapter 10. My subject tonight, casting off your beggar's garment. Casting off your beggar's garment. I had thought about preaching on this story about blind Bartimaeus, and I was going to put Lazarus, raise him from the dead, and then the woman with the issue of blood. And the more I looked at this and prayed this afternoon, the Lord directed me here to casting off your beggar's garment. There are so many people in the body of Christ that they have never become all that the Lord had designed and had purposed for them to become. So if you're going to have what God has purposed, faith has a language all its own. And if you can believe God for the promises in this book, you can see the glory of God. But what I want you to know as we look at this story tonight is that faith has a language all its own. We're reading from Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 46. It says, "And they came to Jericho and went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging." I love this man because I love his faith, Bartimaeus. "And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.'" He's talking the language of faith now. "And Jesus stood still." See, he heard the cry of faith. "Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What will thou? What do you want me to do that I should do for you?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I may receive my sight.' And Jesus saith unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." Faith has a language all its own. And if you learn to talk the language of faith, you can get some great things from God. My subject, cast off your beggar's garment. Let us pray. Father, we love you and praise you. Lord, as we look into the word of God tonight, let us glean some truths that will cause faith to rise in our hearts so, Lord, we can get the miracles we need, so we can be what you have purposed for us to be, so we can rise above the storms of life, so we can, Lord, lead others to the cross, that we'll be a witness endued with power from on high because people will see something in our lives that will attract them to Jesus. Seat us together tonight in heavenly places. Let me preach the gospel with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Give us a listening ear. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, this is a great story about the miracle working power of Jesus. The Bible says there was a blind man named Bartimaeus, and he was sitting beside the wayside, and he was begging. Now, notice the response of Jesus to this man's need. He said, "It is your faith that has made you whole. Because I saw faith in operation in your heart, you have received your miracle." See, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3 that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith, every man that's been born again. So you have God's faith. So all of us have the God-like faith in here because we've been born again. And if we can somehow get our faith into operation, what Jesus did for this man by meeting his need and giving him his miracle, he will do the very same thing for you and me. We must have faith in operation to receive something from God. It takes faith to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I don't want to just come to church. I don't want to just pray. I want to talk to my Heavenly Father, and I want us all to talk to our Father and get great things from God because God has purposed great things for our lives. The Bible says all the promises of God in him are yes. And when we say amen to his promises, it brings glory to God. When you start operating in faith and saying, "God, I agree with your word. God, this thing looks impossible, but it's not impossible for you. It might be with man, but I serve a God, hallelujah, he can pick me up. I don't have to pick my God up and put him back on a shelf somewhere. My God picked me up. Didn't your God pick you up one day? Didn't he deliver you, bring you out of darkness into the marvelous light? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to notice this man here, though, because it takes faith to please God. You know, in America, we trade in greenbacks, dollars and cents. You don't buy the gifts of God, but the currency of heaven is your faith. The currency here in America is the U.S. dollar. And it, by the way, it's rising. Hallelujah. This is God and Country Day. Let me just throw a plug in for our president. Hallelujah. Amen. The currency is rising. The economy is at an all-time high. And I thought about the beggar's garment today. And I said, I'm not going to put that in my sermon, but I'll just hit a little bit of it. Amen. Socialism makes you dependent upon the government. They take more and more of your monies, and they tax you more and more and more. Economics 101 tells you that capitalism works, that you can start a company and you can hire people and you get to reap the profits. That's how America was built. Because 2,000 years ago, this man named Bartimaeus, he cast off his beggar's garments. The government, the socialistic party that is coming up here, they don't want to call themselves that yet, but they want to put you to where you're a beggar, where you depend on them. But 2,000 years ago, Jesus spoke to a blind man, and he cast off his beggar's garment and went to Jesus. And this nation was formed upon biblical principles. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. And if everybody voted in a republic and said, we're going to kill little babies, you can't kill little babies in a republic. They're trying to redefine our laws because the majority doesn't rule the principles that this nation was founded upon. That's what rules, and they're biblical principles. And you can't change God's law. They want to take prayer and the Bible and all of this. This is God and Country Day. I'm still preaching on my subject matter. But we're not going to let them do it. We are a church. We are the triumphant, victorious church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if they can take the Ten Commandments in prayer and the name of Jesus out of everything, guess what? Then there is no truth. This nation was formed upon truth. And they want to silence truth. But praise God, there's a clarion call going out across the land. There's a preachers. There are preachers in pulpits. And there are people that have some spine that will stand up and say, you're not taking my rights. Well, let's go back to my subject matter here. Hallelujah. So this story begins with a blind man. He's sitting by the wayside and he's begging. He's sitting by the wayside, and that implies that his life is motionless. He's motionless. He's not going anywhere. He has no vision. He has no dreams. Other people are passing him by on the main highway, but the scriptures say he sat alone beside the highway, by the wayside. He had reached a point in his life where he was not progressing. He was not moving forward. Somehow his life had gotten off of track. He had veered off the straight and the narrow, and he ended up in a ditch. And he was by the wayside. His entire life was out of order. I see people like that all the time. Other people on the road, they were going to their destiny. Other people, they were on the way to the blessings and good things. But somehow, this man, he had gotten off track. And now he's sitting motionless by the wayside. And the world is passing him by. But notice Jesus and how he treats people that are by the wayside. Amen. I'm so glad that when the sower goes out to sow his seed, you know, the Bible tells us about the sower in Mark chapter 4. It's a parable there. And some seed fell by the wayside. See, the sower, he doesn't just look for holy people to sow the word into. Hallelujah. And the reason for that is because there are people by the wayside. There are people whose lives have gotten off track. Somebody has devastated them. Somebody has done something to them. They have hitched the ditch of life, and now they cannot get out unless the seed of God's word is sown into their life. I've got good news for you if your life is off track. I've got good news if you're by the wayside. If you're by the wayside of alcoholism, if you're by the wayside, if you're watching here tonight, of depression and gloom and of sorrow, maybe something has happened in your life that has messed you up. Maybe you were going along fine, but all of a sudden a tragedy happened, and now your life is motionless. There are people sitting in rooms tonight. They're in a dark corner. Life has dealt them some tough blows. They don't know how to get out of that situation. They need to hear the good news of the gospel. A sower went out to sow the seed, and that's what I am. I'm a sower. I'm sent to sow the seed, and the seed is the word of God. When I start preaching it, there are demon spirits trying to catch that word and trying to catch it and keep it from getting to your ear. Because once it gets to your ear and you hear, faith starts by hearing and hearing the word of God. And when faith starts to enter your heart, all of a sudden you rise up and you say, there is hope. There is hope in Jesus. I'm going to make my way to Jesus. Somebody go and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad some seed fell by the wayside because I was by the wayside. I love those old songs. Mother and Daddy used to sing this one. One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind. The light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade the darkness flee. When Jesus come, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and he turns your light to gladness. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. For all is changed. Is that your testimony? When Jesus comes to stay, he takes the gloom and he fills your life with gladness. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. You know, so many people, they're like this beggar, blind Bartimaeus. They're by the wayside. The Bible says he was a beggar, and he was begging. And in those days, the Roman government, they would issue what was called the beggar's garment. And history tells us that it was a long white robe with red stripes. And one of the reasons that they issued this was to verify that a person had a legal right to be a beggar and to be right where they were. The beggar's garment that was given by the government. I said the beggar's garment was given by the government. Let me say it again. The beggar's garment was given by the government. Wake up, America. Amen. The beggar's garment was given by the government. And it says you have a right to beg. We give you a right to be by the wayside. We give you a right to be down and out. We give you a right to live off of crumbs. We give you a right to get handouts that people give you. And when people walked by and they saw the beggar's garment, it said to them and equated in their mind, that person has a right to be right there. He has a license to be there. I don't expect anything else out of that person except to be right there. That's where he should be because of what has happened to him in his life. But that's not the way it is in America, is it? Oh, no, we have a chance. You can go out and start a business if you would like. You can go out and invest, and you can hire people, and you can make fix it so those people have income, and so they can pay taxes. And pretty soon, guess what? You hire some more people, and then you got to incorporate because your business is growing, and then you hire more people. And now somebody comes along and says, they're just making too much. We'll just redistribute the wealth. No, that is not the way of a republic. That is not God's way. When you work, praise God, you have more to give. And you get a giving spirit when you know Jesus. But you don't let people take your stuff. No, you earned it. You have a right to it. But the beggar's mentality says, oh, they've got a right to it. They've got a right to it. We just redistribute everything. See, this man, he was off course. And we don't want people getting off course in this nation. Amen. So many people, times people, they think, well, I have a right to be depressed. I have a right to feel this way. You don't know what's happened in my life. You don't know how I was raised. You don't know what my parents did to me. I won't even argue the fact that some people have a right because what has happened in their life to be down. They have a right. Amen. You know, somebody hurt them. Something got them off center. Something got them to the wayside. I won't even argue the fact that some people, they have a right to be dysfunctional, the way they were raised in their family. Anyone was raised in a home where there was alcoholics and beatings and abuse and fighting and things going on that shouldn't go on, they have a right to feel the way to do. Society says, we'll give you a license. We kind of expected that from you, the way you came up. Your father was an alcoholic. Your daddy was a drug addict, and your mama, she ran around. And so we don't expect much of you. Now, that's what men will tell you. That's what society expects. But Jesus comes along, and all of a sudden, Jesus, he messes up the pity party. Amen. Jesus comes along and said, I know you think you've got a right to be depressed. I know you think you have a right to be down and sad and discouraged. But when Jesus is near, suddenly you have to forfeit your rights to where you are. Amen. You see, some of you, you will never get to living until you make up your mind that you don't have a right to sit there and wallow in defeat for the rest of your life. You got to make that up. You could set that for the rest of your life, and I promise you, I've been there. Society will try to push you down and try to deal you some things that you could never rise up and amount to anything. But praise God, when Jesus comes along and all of a sudden Jesus begins to change things, hallelujah. You got to make up your mind, I'm not sitting here for the rest of my life. I'm not sitting by the wayside. I don't have to take this. I am going to rise up, hallelujah. I know nobody expects much out of me, but the Word of God says even though they had a right to had a license to beg, that blind Bartimaeus, he heard of Jesus. I said he heard of Jesus. And when you hear of Jesus, faith begins to rise. Hallelujah. There's something miraculous about this man called Jesus. Jesus, what manner of man is he? He's the one who can calm your troubled sea. He caused blind eyes to open. He turned the water into wine. He's the Savior, the Redeemer, the way for mankind. He's a strong, a mighty tower. He's our refuge in life. He's the lily of every valley. He's both the buyer and the price. He's the captain of salvation. He's the risen Christ. His name is Jesus. Jesus. He's the giver of life. He's hope for tomorrow. He's the answer for today. He's precious. He's love. He's truth. And he's the way. And he'll do for you what no other can, because he's the great I am, the Savior of men. Go on, praise him, because you know him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, faith always begins at the point of hearing. Hallelujah. But you got to understand, Pastor, I've got a right to have my lip out. Pastor, you got to understand, you don't know what happened to my family. Pastor, you don't know what happened when my husband left me. You don't know how bad my finances are, Pastor. I have a right to have no joy, Pastor. I have a right to have no praise. I have a right to sit back and let life and God and the move of the Spirit pass me by. I have a right to be down and out because I've been hurt so much. I'm depressed. I have a right. And you're singing a Somebody Did Me Wrong song when all of time, praise God, God sent his son Jesus. God so loved the world he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You have a right to the blessings of God. You have a right to rise up. You have a right to lay hold of God's promises. You have a right to eternal life. You have a right to divine healing. You have a right to have all your needs supplied according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You have a right to heaven. How you are joint heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You have a right, and they're sealed by the precious blood of Jesus, and you are sealed by the Holy Ghost of promise. Hallelujah. Rise up. Listen to what we confess every week. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. And I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You got some rights, all right. Hallelujah. But you don't have a right to be depressed. Put on the garment. I got some word of praise for the Spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. I'll praise him in the morning. I'll praise him in the noontime. I'll praise him when the sun goes down. I could praise him in a hat full of devils, and I'll drop the hat just to praise him. I just made up my mind a long time ago, hallelujah, that nothing's going to hold me back. No one, no person, no devil, no demon of darkness. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He shined that light into my heart one day. I've been free ever since. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! You wonder why I want a free government in this nation? It's because we fought for it. That bothers some people. Don't talk about blood. Let me tell you, we saw bloodshed. We saw young men that their lives were taken from them. They never had a family. They never had a wife. They never had a baby. They never had a grandchildren. I look at my wife and I look at my children and I look at those grandchildren. I said, God, you've been so good to me. God is good. I mean, God is real good. Woo! Hallelujah. Hasn't he been good to you? Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Go on, praise him. It's all right. Take a praise break if you want to. Hallelujah. Go on, take a praise break. I think we ought to give Jesus a standing ovation. Take a praise break. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. Goodwill toward men. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. See, Bartimaeus heard about Jesus. And I promise you, if you come to Westmoreland, you're going to hear about Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going to get Jesus in the morning. You're going to get Jesus served on the platter. You're going to get Jesus in the main course. Jesus will be the dessert. Jesus is everything. Hallelujah. And can't nobody do me like Jesus. I said, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Say it again. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, blind Bartimaeus, he heard about Jesus. He didn't hear about religion. He didn't hear about some denominational creed. He didn't hear about a bunch of religious relics. He heard about Jesus. And when he heard about Jesus, he began to cry out, but he was crying out for deliverance. He was crying for his miracle. He knew that Jesus had come into Jericho. He had heard about Jesus. The Bible says Jesus came into Jericho, and as he went out the other side, there was a blind man named Bartimaeus, and he was sitting by the roadside, and he was begging. And he knew this was his chance. See, Jesus, in just a few more days, he would be headed to Calvary. They were going to nail him to a cross. This is his chance to get his miracle. And he heard that Jesus was passing by. Amen. And when he did, he began to cry out. He said, Jesus! I mean, you got to cry to cry of faith. Jesus! That son of David, have mercy on me. And when he did, the Bible says that the people around him said, hold your peace. I read it to you. Quit. That's what that religious crowd always said. Don't cry out like that. Why, we're dignified. We used to be, by the old railroad track. That's where we had our churches. But now we're sitting over near the country club. We got our churches in all kind of places now. Well, have you got the shout? Have you got the fire? Have you got the anointing? Have you got miracles? Have you got signs? Have you got wonders of people getting saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost? I had a man in here today. He said, I came to this church months ago. He said, and I ask you to lay your hands upon me. He said, Southern Baptists, they have a hard time with speaking in tongues. He said, I ask you to lay your hands on me and pray for me. He said, you did, and I didn't speak in tongues. He said, I got up to the stoplight, and the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, you got what you came for. He said, just trust me. He said, the Holy Ghost told him, said, you got what you came for, now just trust me. He said, about 3 months later, he said, all of a sudden, he said, I just started speaking in tongues. He said, you know, it's pretty hard for a Southern Baptist to change his mind like that. But the Holy Ghost told him, said, you got what you came for. Just trust me. He came for the baptism and he got it. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bible says the crowd told him to hold his peace. There'll always be somebody that will tell you, hold your peace. Just stay right where you are. You don't need anything else. That bunch of radical people. But don't get mixed up with them. Why, they got signs and wonders over there. They say people are getting healed, and that we never heard of anything like that. Don't you know that Jesus doesn't do that? They just don't put Hebrews 13 and 8 up there. They just evidently have not read this scripture right here. Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. Hallelujah. He's the same miracle worker today that he was when Bartimaeus cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I needed mercy. I didn't need religion. Man, I'm telling you, I was a preacher's dream sitting out there in that audience that day. Man preached his sermon. I did hear one thing he said. He said, come out of darkness into the marvelous light. And I'm thinking, I wish you'd hurry up and quit. That's what I come for. And he quit, and he never gave an altar call. I stood up. I'm headed to that altar. I told my parents, I said, I come to get saved, and I'm not leaving this place without Jesus. And I went up there and prayed. Guess what? When Jesus came in, I've never been the same. Hallelujah. Something got a hold of me. Something got a hold of me. Hallelujah. Did he get a hold of you? Then plunge in, glory to God, and give it all to him. Amen. There'll always be somebody that will try to hold you, you know. Hold your peace. Stay right where you are. You have a license. You don't you know that you're in this church and this church, and you don't need to get over there? And, you know what they do, but you don't need that. Well, we got to find a dignified place here. No people really being saved. Nobody getting delivered. Nobody being healed. They just go to church and sit there with their form and fashion. The Bible says in the last days, men shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I'm not saying they're following doctrines of devils. There's some good people over there, but they've been taught religion and they've been taught traditions that hold them back from the miracle working power of God. And you're going to have to change your mind about something, and you're going to have to use your faith if you're going to get great things from God. Amen. You know, you got to speak faith. The Bible says the power of life and death in the tongue. You got to speak it. You got to confess it. Believe it in your heart, confess it with your mouth. You know, the Bible says hold fast your confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful, that promise. But if you want to receive the promises of God, you got to keep on speaking it. Jesus is the high priest of our confession or our profession of faith. We think that when we confess, we just come down and confess our sin. No, get more sun conscious than you are sin conscious. Have a spiritual mentality that Jesus is my Lord. And I'm more conscious of the fact that he came to give me more abundant life. Life in that more abundant than I am about that old sin nature. That was crucified at Calvary. Oh, it tries to rise, but praise God, I'm sun conscious. And I know what Jesus has done for me. And I know if I walk with him, he's got some great things in store. You know, I love the faith of Bartimaeus. When the people told him, hold your peace, he cried a little bit louder. You know, when the pressure's on, that's the time to get radical. When the pressure's on, that's the time to cry out and cry out louder, a little louder. That's the time to break forth in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And that's the time to call the things that be not as though they were. When you're sick, you got to call yourself healed. I'm not going to say I'm healed when I'm sick. Well, the Bible says you're healed. When you're broke and disgusted, call yourself blessed and highly favored of God. I'm not going to say that. Yes, you are. The Bible says I bless you going out. I bless you coming in. I bless everything you put your hands on. I make you the head. I make you the tail. But the Bible also says pay your tithe. The Bible also says give offering. The Bible also says obey God. And if you get an obedience mentality, if you'll trust and obey, I promise you goodness and mercy, they'll chase you down. You can't get away from them. Woo! They're on your trail. Glory to God. They're just chasing me everywhere I go. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants for you. I'm going to make a statement, and I get myself in trouble with some people. I'm not in trouble with God. God wants everybody healed. He wants you healed. Jesus healed all that were oppressed of the devil. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Well, I can't believe that. I wasn't taught that. Well, get your thinking straight. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Get your thinking straight. God is not willing that any should perish, but all men should come to repentance. It is the goodness of God that calls us to repentance. Well, you could say, he said, don't forget any of my benefits. I forgive all your sin. I heal all your disease. So just lump it all together, hallelujah, and know God is a good God. God has purposed good things for you. That is a real devil, and we have to fight the good fight of faith. We have to lay hold of eternal life by faith. So we got to lay hold of the blessings of God by faith. God is not just going to come down and zap you. There is no sickness in heaven. God is in third heaven. I said God is in third heaven. We're in first heaven. The devil controls the airways in second heaven. He is trying to keep your blessing from getting to you. When you pray, God begins to send the answer. But you got to bind the strong man in second heaven. There's a devil. God wants you blessed. And you got to read this book until faith just rises up into your heart. To where all of a sudden you're speaking the language of faith. You cast off that beggar's garment. You say, that's not me. That's not who I am. I'm throwing that thing off. Hallelujah. When sickness tries to come in my body, I say, you don't belong to me. I mean, we're all going to get hit. You ever been in a warfare? You are in one. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds. Get your thinking straight. I have to do it myself. Amen. Now, doubt and unbelief and depression, they don't move into the realm that I'm talking about, the faith realm. Faith has a language all its own. Doubt and defeat, they talk about what's going on. They talk about what they see. They talk about how they feel. They talk about their emotions. But if you want to get to operating in faith, you've got to get to where you act like this man blind Bartimaeus. I love him. You've got to open up your mouth, and you got to start seeing what God says about your battle. Faith says it's so when it's not so, so it can be so, because God said it. So that's my definition of faith. Faith says it's so when it's not so, so it can be so, because God said it so. Hallelujah. Now, a lot of people, they can't operate there, you know. But you got to start talking faith. The Bible says that blind Bartimaeus, he cried a little louder. I like his faith because the Bible said he couldn't see, but he could hear. I mean, this man can't see a thing, but he can hear. And all of a sudden, he starts moving toward Jesus. Now, he can't see, but he cries out a little louder. The first time, Jesus just kept going, but then he cried a little louder. The crowd said, be quiet. He said, oh, no, this is my one chance right here. I'm getting to Jesus. I've heard about his miracle working power. I'm going over there to Westmoreland where they're having all those healings. I'm going over there and getting among those people with some radical faith. I'm going to go, and by faith, I'm going to lay hold of the one thing that I need from God. He can't see, but he can hear. Jesus kept going. Blind people, they can hear real good. He could hear the master as he kept walking away. Jesus! The son of David, have mercy on me. The Bible says Jesus stood still. Now, look at this. Put Mark 10:49 up there. I want you to see this. Three things happened when Jesus stood still. Mark 10:49. Jesus stood still. Look at this. And commanded him to be called. They. When Jesus said, you call him. Jesus is standing there waiting. They called the blind man, and look what they said, three things. Be of good comfort. Rise. He calleth thee. Have you ever heard him call you? Sure you have. You're born again. You've heard that call. Rise. Hallelujah. He called it thee. You know, the call of Jesus is always an upward call. Jesus always lifts us. Jesus never brings guilt. Jesus never brings condemnation. The call of God is always an upward call. They said, he's calling you. Woo! I heard him calling my name. You ever heard that call? Sure you have. Now, notice Jesus sits back. I want you to see this. He's sitting back waiting on you to call him. Do you see that? They called him. Jesus is sitting back and he's waiting for someone to call on him. And when you call on him, woo, then he calls you. Watch it. Watch it unfold. So here it is. The man is blind. He's sitting by the wayside. He hears of Jesus and his faith is activated. And what you hear in the spirit realm from God, you got to start saying. I said, what you hear, and we preach a lot of scripture around here. What you hear, you got to start saying. So he opens his mouth, and the louder the opposition, the more he cries out to Jesus. That's just something inside of me. The stronger the devil comes, the more I rise up in the name of Jesus. I've told him many times, you're crazy to mess with me like this. You'll just drive me to my knees. And when I get up, I'll be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That should be something when opposition comes, you should cry louder. I've got a faith that will not be denied. Father, your word declares it. I believe it. Hallelujah. And I'm going to confess it with my mouth. I believe it in my heart. I'm going to activate the spirit world with praise and worship and adoration. I'm going to thank you for it before I ever lay hold of it. I know that you call the things that be not as though they were. You made me a speaking being, so I'm going to do what you did. I call it into being in the name of Jesus by the power of Calvary's blood and the Great Commission. Start talking like that. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Now Jesus is sitting back. He opens his mouth, the louder the opposition, Bartimaeus cries out louder to Jesus. And when he said, rise, he's calling you. I love this. He stood up. Some people are just laying down. Let me borrow my coat, brother. He stood up. Just put it around my shoulders for me, please. I want you to notice. When he said, rise, he stood up. He's making his way to Jesus. And when he stood up, he cast off his beggar's garment. Amen. So you got to, there comes a point where you got to rise up. Now, look at this man. He's blind. He can't see. He doesn't have his miracle yet. But he doesn't need his sight to get to Jesus. Woo! All he needs to get to Jesus is faith. I said he doesn't need his sight to get to Jesus. All he needs is his faith to get to Jesus. And guess what? All you need to get to Jesus is turn your faith loose also. See, there comes a point when you got to walk by faith and not by sight. There comes a point that when you hear his voice calling you, that you just get up and you start making your way to the master. I want you to see this man. He's blind. But he's making his way to Jesus. He cries, Jesus! And Jesus cries back, Bartimaeus! He can't see Jesus, but he knows his voice. Woo! This thing is loaded. He cries, Jesus! And Jesus calls back, Bartimaeus! Put your name in there. He can't see a thing, but he's acting like he's healed before he ever got his miracle. Woo! He's walking by faith. He's believing that he's going to get a miracle before he ever gets the miracle. He's already cast off his beggar's garment. He has already risen up. Faith has already arisen in his heart. And he's making his way to Jesus. And he can hear Jesus. And he cries out, Jesus. And Jesus calls back, Bartimaeus. Jesus! Bartimaeus. Jesus! Bartimaeus. Jesus! Ray, Jesus, Skylar, Jesus, Philip, Jesus, I'm going to put my name in that, Jerry. Rise up. He's calling you. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. He can't see a thing, yet he's acting like he's been healed. I like the fact that he threw off his beggar's garment. So many times we think that Jesus ought to take things off of us. But there are some things that you just have to cast off yourself. There's some things you just got to do if you want the miracle working power of God in your life in its totality. And when you do that, when you do, I promise you this, I learned this principle of faith. I learned it through having to go through some tough places. When you do what you can do, when you do everything you can do, then God will do what only God can do. When you do what you can do, God will do what only God can do. You can't produce that miracle. Quit trying. Surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Do everything you can do, and then let God do what only God can do. And your miracle will show up. I like this man because the garment is laying over there. He threw it by the wayside where he was sitting. That means I'm not going to be like this anymore. That beggar's garment, it does not identify me anymore. I'm just not going to be like that. God, I know you're going to come through. My wife can tell you many times when I've done this, I say, I don't have a plan B. Our baby daughter, Jessica, one day we had a little accident, blood was spewing out of her face. I held up to God and I said, have faith with me right now. And God healed that child miraculously. She said, Jerry, we're going to the doctor. I said, no. I said, I don't have a backup plan. I said, I got faith for this. And if you don't have faith for it, get to a good doctor. But I had faith. I had a kidney stone in my back. And I told my wife, I said, if death starts at the top of my head and starts down my body, if death starts at my toes and comes up my body, I've got faith for this, and God will heal me. I said, I don't know what I'll do the next time, but I know one thing. I got faith for this. And on the third day, the Lord came to me. He said, you remember the blind, the lame man at Capernaum? They tore the roof off to get him into my presence. He said, I looked up and I saw the faith of those four men. He said, they led him down into my presence when I told him, your sins are forgiven. Listen to this, your sins are forgiven. There are many of you, your sins are forgiven. Rise! Same thing he told Bartimaeus. Rise! Take up your bed and walk. He came in with his back on his bed and went out with his bed on his back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. From my heart, I don't know how long I preached. I'm just having fun. Is that all right? Hallelujah. But he cast off that beggar's garment. He didn't have a plan B. And so when I got saved, I left my plan B behind. There's some things I had to do. Some people, they hold on to their fifth of liquor. I poured mine down the drain. Some people hold on to their drugs. Some people hold on to their cigarettes. Some people hold on to their extramarital affairs. Some people hold on to wrong relationships. But people need to get so saved that they don't have anything to go back to. Let me say that again. People need to get so saved that they don't have anything to go back to. That's what blind Bartimaeus did. That's why I love this story. He cast it off. He didn't need his sight to get his miracle. All he needed to get his miracle was his faith. Hallelujah. So many times, you know, we try to deal with our problems before we get to Jesus. But we need to get to Jesus, and we need to get to Jesus and surrender all. And when we do, Jesus will deal with our problems. How many know what I'm talking about? Jesus asked Bartimaeus, said, what would you have me do? Everybody knew he was blind. Jesus knew he was blind. But here's what the Lord wanted from Bartimaeus. Here's what he wanted from me. Here's what he wants from everyone. He wanted him to say, Jesus, I have a problem. Jesus, I have a problem. That's what he wants from everyone. Bartimaeus said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. See, maybe your problem's something else. But he was blind. He needed this miracle so he could get back into the mainstream of life. What do you need to get back into the mainstream of life? I had to ask myself that. Have you ever been by the wayside? Have you ever been down so far that you have to look up to see the bottom? See, if you'll take these stories in the Bible, you can find your answers. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. I want you to understand, like this blind man, tonight we can't see Jesus. He's not here in the flesh anymore. But if we will move on what we hear, faith comes by hearing the Word of God, we can cast off all of the bondages of yesterday. And the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all sin. The Lord gave me this after I was saved a few years. I never heard it in a commentary, but the Lord spoke to me, said, I am Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, when you came to me, so I was a broken man. He said, you brought me all of your yesterdays. And I'm the only one that has the power to reach back into a yesterday and heal it. I was Jesus in your yesterday when you didn't acknowledge me. But when you came to me, you brought me all your yesterdays, and I healed them. I can never thank him enough for the healing that I got. He healed my yesterdays. And then he spoke to me and said, I am Jesus Christ today. And if you will walk with me in total submission, if you'll follow me, I'll be Jesus with you today. And I'll give you every victory. He said, and if you'll do that, I am Jesus Christ yesterday, today, and forever. And I will be Jesus in your tomorrows. And I'll tell you, when the Lord speaks to you like that, and you realize that the miracle working power of God follows you everywhere you go. Because, put Hebrews 13:8 up there, please. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And faith always cries a little louder. Faith casts out the beggar's garment, and faith receives the great blessings of God. Let us stand.
He is here.
I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I could never thank you enough, Lord.
He is here.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, I will
bless you, Master, with all my heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. I give myself to you without reservation. I choose of my own free will to do that, God. You've been so good to us all, Lord.
He is here. You can touch him.
You'll never be the same.